Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, September 22. Coming up, Jamaica to record 4 million visitors this year. Police Commissioner welcomes FBI support at Jamaica Intellectual Property Office to train patent examiners. The news in detail after this message.
When you take you and make fashion, you can't eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or have come up with that can benefit the whole of we? Then enter the National Innovation Competition, where individuals, companies, and institutions can win cash awards for their innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-1771-4. Applications close September 30.
Now the news. Jamaica is expected to record over 4 million tourist arrivals this year. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says for the February to September period, Jamaica recorded 1.5 million stopover arrivals at over 1 million cruise visitors for a total of 2.5 million visitors. Another 1.5 million visitors are projected by the end of the year for a total of 4 million visitors to the island for 2016.
It would be a significant milestone because in terms of our projection for the 5 million in 5 years, we are likely to exceed it. If we continue at the rate that we are now going and with the new rooms that are likely to come on stream, Jamaica is well positioned to achieve those targets.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at a JIS think tank session earlier this week. He says by year end, Jamaica should be closer to achieving the target of 5 million tourists per year within the next 5 years. Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams is welcoming support from liaison officers from the Federal Bureau of Investigations, FBI, to curtail crime in Jamaica. Dr. Williams is assuring that the independence of national security in Jamaica will not be compromised as a result of the partnership with the FBI or any other international law enforcement agencies represented in the country.
We urgently need these partnerships. We are particularly pleased to have the FBI here in Jamaica, because law enforcement agencies all over the world are becoming more and more reliant on local and international partnerships to successfully investigate and dismantle international criminal networks.
The police commissioner was speaking at the handing over ceremony for 7,000 less lethal weapons to the Jamaica Constabulary Force on Wednesday. The FBI office will be established at the U.S. Embassy in Kingston. Officers from the agency will assist with investigations, anti-lottery scamming efforts, and training. The Ministry of Transport and Mining is on a drive to boost Jamaica's minerals industry. Principal Director in the Ministry, Dr. Oral Rainford, says Jamaica's minerals are of the highest quality in the world, but there is need to harness greater opportunities for value-added products. He says Jamaica can produce the value-added products that are currently being imported.
Moving the mineral sector simply from a large focus on raw materials, meaning raw minerals, to producing value-added products which have a much greater value, which will employ more people and, importantly, be able to utilize more of our graduates from the tertiary institution.
Dr. Rainford was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. The push for more value-added products will be addressed in the ministry's national minerals policy. The policy is set to go before cabinet in November. Jamaica's minerals, such as limestone, are used in the building and road construction and pharmaceutical industries. And the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, JIPO, will be providing advanced training to patent examiners in an effort to protect the works of local inventors. JIPO has already given basic training to 60 patent examiners. Executive Director Lily Claire Bellamy says the exercise will provide greater insight into the requirements for registering a product.
We're looking for people who will become competent in being able to examine whether something satisfies the criteria for patentability. The more people out there who become aware of what exists and what you need to do before you think you have an invention, we think it will save time and money.
Ms. Bellamy was speaking at a JIS think tank session. She says the examiners will assist in verifying the authenticity of entries to the upcoming National Innovation Awards this November. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.